Welcome, everybody, once again to the Black Vinyl Collective. I am Jesse. That is Trav.
Hello.
Just for the record, this is at least one time where I did not call you a dumb nickname. I simply called you Trav.
I like it. I hope it sticks.
It will not, but at least now we can say we did it.
Why didn't you call me a dumb nickname then?
I don't know. I didn't really have anything like on standby waiting. I mean, I could go back to Travie McGee,
We're good. We're
Nick
good.
Kind of really took that to the next level. I can't go right back to Travie McGee after he wrote an entire song about Travie McGee. I mean, that's just like, I don't know how to put it in a sports analogy because I'm not smart, but that's like probably like winning the Super Bowl and then going back to like the minors or something.
Stop talking.
Okay.
Did Nick ever get his computer fixed?
He did, and in fact, I think we're going to have him on the next episode or sometime soon, and he has a retort in regards...
What'd you call him?
I said he has a retort.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's not nice, Jesse.
Yeah, you know, you hear Trav there talking and giggling and laughing and being funny, but you guys don't realize how hard his life is. Yesterday, he and I were talking... We were talking on the phone. He was at work and I was at work, and you know, he was working and, you know, talking and blah blah blah, I love drums and yes, records are cool. And mid sentence he cuts in with, "Oh, that's human shit." And so just know that at least for most of our listeners, that during the course of a day, you will never say that sentence because that's just not your life.
Let me explain.
That's what Travis goes through to feed his kids.
I'm an exterminator, and I was checking a rodent station behind a mall near a bar. And apparently, sometime the night before, someone wandered out behind that bar and used the back alleyway next to the dumpster as their own personal bathroom. And I almost knelt in it while I was doing my job. Yeah,
unless you're
glamorous life.
Unless you're like a nurse at like an old folks home or something, like that's probably not part of your day. So just know that, hey, you know what? Life's not that bad. It could be a lot worse.
Yeah,
you could be Trav.
Yeah, all right. Wasn't that bad. I mean, I didn't kneel in it. I almost knelt in it. So.
Still, just to hear you say that put a lot in perspective for me that day. Of, you know what? That didn't just happen to me. So
Jesse was sitting somewhere in the heat while he was hacking away on his computer, screaming at people, telling them what to do. Yeah.
So, exactly. But anyway. I mean, yeah. And well, that kind of sparks the discussion of like how... We do that for a couple bucks an hour, and yet rock stars who make millions of dollars a year get called sellouts for, you know, everyone calls Smash Mouth a sellout. Now, I'm not a Smash Mouth fan or anything, but like, would you be in Smash Mouth for, you know, $1 million a year or something?
Let me think about it. Yes.
Right? You know, yeah. And actually, I don't remember exactly all the details. Maybe someone can correct me if I'm wrong, but... I remember years and years ago, like around the time Smash Mouth first came out, I think. I don't know. It was 10, 15 years ago. I was reading this guitar magazine, and I'm flipping through, and there's like a one-page article, and it's the dude from Smash Mouth, the guitar player. And I'm like, what is this guy doing in a guitar magazine that usually like either Eddie Van Halen or Joe Satriani is on the cover
right,
every time?
Right.
And so just that kind of oddity of that situation kind of grabbed my interest, and I started reading it. And the guy was
just,
like...
Was he just lying on a pile of cash? Or what?
No, he was... Well, I mean, almost. He was sitting, like, poolside, and he had bought some house in California or something and converted the pool house into a studio, and he was sitting out in front of the studio, and you could see into the studio with this full, fancy studio and all these guitars on the wall and stuff. And the gist of the article was like, yeah, I played in Smash Mouth for a while, and I cashed out. Now I play in my own band, and, yeah, I mean... He didn't sell any records, but he's doing what he wants, and he's living the life he wants. Like, that was awesome.
Sign me up.
I just instantly was like, I still don't like Smash Mouth, but this dude's pretty cool. So
how many times a day is he on the phone with his podcast buddy and he goes, "Oh, that's human. That's human shit."
I'm sure he's never done that. I don't know for sure, but I feel pretty confident that he's never done that.
Just think, Jesse, we're almost there. We're doing everything that you just described that guy is doing, except for the fact that he has a bunch of money. I mean, musically, I'm doing what I want. I just, I have to go kill mice all day and then come home and do what I want at night. That's all. He just gets to do it all day, probably sleep till 11, you know?
And he sleeps on top of a large pile of money, probably.
A mattress made of 20s. I always had a weird perspective on the sellout thing because I think as a singer-songwriter, if you're a particular type of musician and you cut your teeth writing how you want to write, whether you're an acoustic folk guy or whether you're a total death metal guy or whatever, if someone approached you and said, "I'll give you money, I'll give you what you want, but change what you are," that's selling out. That would be the negative connotation of the term. But as a drummer, nobody gives a crap what I have to say anyway. If somebody basically offered me a promotion and said, "You can play drums over here in this band, the music's terrible, but, you know, here's some free gear and you can live on the road and knock it out for a couple of years and then go home and do what you want with more money," yes, I would. And everybody who says, "Hey, sell out," never had that opportunity presented to them. That's why it's so easy for them to talk trash, you know?
Well, that's the thing is, you know, everybody's got their price, and the thing that really shocked me is I didn't realize mine was so low, you know?
Yeah,
I go to work every day for, you know, I get paid a couple bucks an hour to do whatever, and that's, I mean, I know it's not necessarily selling out, but it's, I wouldn't go to work if they didn't pay me. I'm not really
Correct.
That into it. I'm not in it for the passion, you know? So in your worst case scenario there where you're, let's assume that Travis is a singer-songwriter and you have this persona and you are very distinctly you, and someone says, "Look, I want you to change who you are and I want you to write, you know, be this spokesmodel guy for Target and write jingles about how much you genuinely passionately love Target or, you know, Gap or something, or just be the mall band or something. What's your price tag for that?"
Oof. I don't know. I've never put a moment of thought into that because I just know that's not going to happen.
The question is like, would you do it for double your salary now?
Would I?
You know?
Would I? What's the question?
Would you sell out, essentially? In your worst case scenario of like, I'm the singer-songwriter and this is who I am and they're asking me to change and I can't do that, man. What's the price tag at where you go, yes, okay.
Yeah, I would. I'd sell out now. I'm 39 years old, man. Now I can always fall back on the, it's what's best for my kid's future. Nobody can fault me for that. I'm not a 23-year-old that's trying to, like, make a name for himself, you know?
Right. I think the point is that, so what if someone sells out? I mean, I know so many people who have gotten slicked up into clothes that they don't normally wear to interview at Taco Bell, you know?
Right.
Like, you're selling out just to get a crappy
cool.
job. So shut up and... you know, shut up. That end of sentence.
Yeah, I mean, we all sell out a little bit every day to go to our jobs. I put on a uniform. I look like a car mechanic when I go to my job. I don't dress like that, and I don't dress like that in the off season. You know what I mean? But I do what I got to do to keep the heat on and the lights on at the headquarters here. So whatever. I hear what you're saying. I think it might be a little bit different for somebody that's only ever done drum stuff. I think,
yeah,
you know, I've done
nobody cares about the drummer is what you're saying.
Exactly. That is what I'm trying to say. Yeah. I've done death tech metal, and the next band that I was in had a pop hit in Japan. No one called me a sellout. They were just a little surprised, I think. But I don't care. Like, you know, I was pushing Crutch and Alathean albums around, and then I had a hit with the House Lights in Japan, and everyone was like, "Oh, it's not metal, isn't it?" You're right, it's not metal. That's why it's on the radio, you know?
Right.
I think it's different. It's a little bit different as the hired gun guy, I think.
Yeah, no, for sure, I agree. And my point is I don't know. I think people should
quit. Wait. Yeah, wait a minute. Slow down there, Turbo. You hit me with the target question. You're a singer-songerwriter. Grayson Thieves has a distinctive, like a heavy-handed guitar or that kind of thing, and you know, blah 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 blah. What if somebody offered twice your salary for you to write like bubblegum awful Blink-182 music?
For the record, I like Blink-182. I really like. I mean, I've got most of their. I don't have most of their newer stuff, but I love Dude Ranch. But anyway, point taken. If somebody was like, look, if Grayson Thieves would be willing to get some of those jeans with the pre-ironed wrinkles in the pockets,
you go,
and you know, maybe a flashy bedazzled cross on the butt, and if I could go out there. And, you know, we could be the next Saliva or Creedle back or something. Like, and they were, and they said for $500,000 a year for 5 years. I would do it in a second. And even under the contingency that I had to own it and that I loved it and it was like my passion in life, I would do it in a second.
Well, $500,000 a year for 5 years, you offered me twice my salary.
Okay, there's, I would.
There's quite a chasm there.
Let's go apples. Yeah, twice my salary. I mean, I guess you got to look at, is that going to take away from my career or my job or anything? But if somehow it got me set up with twice my salary for like the rest of my life, or I would do it for the next 10 years. I would stand on stage with Scott Stapp and I would feed him his pills to keep him from going crazy. And I would just act like I love that guitar and I would just own it. And it would be mine. And I'm like, hang on, in between songs, let me crush up some of these crazy pills and a milkshake. Here, Scott, drink this. Be less crazy. And,
that's
you know,
your job.
It's all play about Creedleback. Let's do this.
Play the guitar and Creedleback and mush up Scott's pills and put them in his applesauce.
Exactly.
That's hilarious.
No, I mean, I don't do anything, you know, I'm not, there's nothing in my job that I'm ashamed of that I do or anything, but it's nothing, I don't find any particular joy in it other than the fact that it provides for my family, so.
Gotcha.
Fine,
That's why we all go to work,
I
right?
I'll sell out in a second.
All right, I'll take it. Me too. I'll go with you.
Cool. You can be like, you can be the guy who gets the pudding ready and I'll mash up the pills and like, you know, We'll just team up on making sure Scott Sapp doesn't go crazy so we can continue on with Creedleback and we'll all be rock stars.
If Grayson Thieves is going, then that means I'm going with you. I'll just need – my bedazzled jeans will just have to be a little larger. That's all.
The only thing is like I don't know if we can sell out. Justin's got red hair, and so I don't think we should really be seen in public with him.
Oh, he does?
We might have to kick him out and get like some pretty boy bass player.
You don't have to bother kicking him out. I just quit. Ew,
yeah,
gross.
Okay. Yeah, red hair is the worst.
Yeah, ew.
You know what's not the worst?
What?
I discovered, it makes it sound like I saw them in some dive bar or something. No, I think on Bandcamp, like someone recommended this band called Black Cat Attack to me. And it instantly grabbed my attention because of Cathead Death Ray, you know. And so I clicked on it and I looked at it and it's all like... I don't know if it's like joke horror punk or something, but like it's super entertaining. And when I went on there, all their albums were on sale for like $2 each. They had three of them. And so I bought them all. And so far, the newest one is my favorite. I think it's called Bright Side of the Moon. And it's hilarious. They got like sketches about how Black Cat Attack is a weapon and the aliens want to take them. And the drummer or someone is... I think his name is Dickface, and he's like trying to make a club hit called Kitties in Space, like during the record and stuff. And they're all the rest of the band's like, no, that's a dumb idea, don't do it. And anyway, I really liked it. It's not like real serious music or anything, obviously.
It's not,
but it's super entertaining. And this song is called Killing Spree at Zero Gravity.
Since I went mad out in the storm.
there was that. Black Cat Attack at Killing Spree. Their song was Killing Spree at Zero Gravity. And, whew, all right. you find weird things on that interweb, don't you?
They're super entertaining. I probably listened to that album like 10 times in a row after I first got it. It was just like, I was having a bad day at work, and then like it just kind of showed up on my Bandcamp recommendations, and I just instantly, it made me smile, and so I listened to it a bunch.
What is it with you and bands with the word cat in the title?
I don't know. It's weird. I'm not even really a cat guy, per se.
So, all of our faithful listeners, if all five of you are actually downloaded this episode, we have our first official commercial. This is for Skull Toaster. We had Seth on a couple episodes ago. I think he was episode 7. And Skull Toaster is daily heavy metal trivia on Twitter. It's posted twice a day. So if you miss it at 1 o'clock, it'll be posted again at 7 o'clock. This is Eastern Standard Time, by the way. I know Jesse lives out in Colorado where I don't know what standard time you guys have.
You know what's cool about Skull Toaster is, like, I don't, most of the time I don't even see the questions, but I still like reading the email because it's full, it's just, you know, it's the answers to cool nerdy metal trivia.
There you go.
Like, you see, I don't know, it's a quick read, it's fun.
I was going to get to that. That's in the third paragraph of our commercial here.
Sorry, I'm jumping ahead. Not very professional for somebody with an actual commercial on their podcast.
So I guess we better start over or he won't pay us. Skull Toaster is a daily heavy metal trivia on Twitter. No, Skull Toaster is daily heavy metal trivia on Twitter.
No wonder reading books hurts your head or hurts my head listening to you read.
So if you miss it at 1 o'clock, it'll post again at 7. And if you just reply with your answer, and the guy who started it, his name is Seth, he founded Noise Creep and Buzz Grinder back in the day. He'll reply whether you're right or wrong. I go out of my way to be wrong all the time. Sometimes on purpose. Most of the time, I'm wrong, and I just want you to think I did it on purpose because I cover it up with some wise-ass response. But anyway.
Yeah, I've seen some of your answers. Pretty hilarious.
I am. I'm an idiot. I'm not metal. I'm a poser. I told you guys that. Skull Toaster, as Jesse was saying.
You didn't need to tell us that.
Has an email list too, but it's not like other email lists where it's just click updates here and buy this and we have a shirt and hear this song. It's a nightly email that's sent Monday through Friday, and it shows up in your inbox every night around 9 o'clock. Not only gives you the answer to that day's question, but it gives you history and context of the band, why the band is important or notorious or legendary or whatever. He gives you some information on it, guaranteed that you're going to learn something that you never knew every week. So just go to skulltoaster.com, click the follow on Twitter, or if social media isn't really your thing, you can sign up for this email list, and you'll get some pretty interesting metal wisdom right in your inbox every single night. So go to skulltoaster.com for daily heavy metal trivia.
I really like Skull Toaster. I really like Seth. Super entertaining, super nice guy.
I like Skull Toaster. Cool. I could pass on Seth. I don't really care for him.
Yeah,
very much.
Screw that guy. no, it's just a lot of fun. I really like it.
It's the best thing on Twitter.
And I imagine if you're listening to this podcast, you're probably a metal nerd anyway, so just check it out.
At least half right. You gotta be a nerd to be listening to this podcast. But yeah, he does a good job, and I really enjoy the emails too, because like I said, how many times I can't go more than 2-3 emails without going, oh, no kidding, I didn't know that. Like, he always comes up with some crazy off the wall thing that you did not know. So
for
he
sure
does a good job. All right, so let's talk about the elephant in the room here. Everybody talks about this, but I'm just gonna put it out there, Jesse. I'm not done Christmas shopping yet.
I'm not either, and
I don't even know when I'm gonna get a chance to go.
I'm usually pretty good about it. Like, I like to try to start in, like, August and, like, start picking up a gift here and there or something. You know,
what?
For real. I get started.
You do not.
For real. Honest, I do. Because I have 4 kids and a wife, and if I don't start early, I don't have the money for it. You know, I got to spread it over a few paychecks. But I bet I'm halfway done. I'm not bad. I'm not sitting bad, but I still got some more to do.
I get thumped this time of year too. My mom's birthday was just on the 3rd of December. My wife's is on the 15th, and then 10 days later I have that other holiday. So yeah, oh boy, financially it's not fun right now.
My Mia and Elihu have birthdays in December as well. And so I have two birthdays in December too. So it is hard. You know, I mean, I'm a spring baby, I guess, but being a December baby is hard. Mia's birthday is the 21st, and man, she has a hard time. If she wants to have a party actually like near or like on her birthday, nobody's available. Everybody's doing stuff, and like I always kind of feel bad. We always say we're going to do like a, instead of December 21st, we'll do like June 21st, 6 month birthday, and then she can have a party because it's the summertime and, you know, whatever. But so let's do a test. Let's find out if your wife pays attention to your podcast at all. What'd you get her for Christmas?
She doesn't pay attention to the podcast. So I could say that I got her the $35,000 diamond ring that she was drooling over.
Awesome.
And I have that hidden in the dashboard of the brand new car. The she doesn't listen to the podcast. I don't know what I'm going to get her because I'm still worried about her birthday.
Hey,
which
you're failing terribly.
Yeah.
You need to get on this. It needs to count.
This has not been a good...
I mean, if you're Josh Thieler, you can get away with all kinds of stuff. You can make your wife sit outside in the freezing cold while your dog snuggles on the couch with you. I don't know how he does it, but he gets away with it.
Dude, if I was that handsome, I could probably pull it off.
Fair enough.
Yeah. So that's what I was going to ask. Like, you know, it isn't right that Black Friday now starts at 6 o'clock on Thursday, and it like people get up from Thanksgiving dinner that they purposely ate early so they can go to, you know, partake in all that garbage. But they might be done their shopping by now, and I'm not, you know?
Yeah, no, totally.
It's kind of a push, I guess. I don't know.
Black Friday's not really a deal for me because there's not really any stores around me. Most of my shopping is done online. 90% of it, at least. Christmas and stuff.
I bet the UPS guy loves having to deliver to you too. It probably looks like the road to the intro to The Shining. It takes you like 45 minutes to get to your house.
You can tell. I mean, my UPS guys are always pretty good, but like on a day when like the Craig's Brother records were pressed together at the same time, both of them, and so he showed up with like, you know, 800 pounds of vinyl and covers and everything all showed up on the same day.
Oh, man.
It's just, I could tell he was aggravated, but it's all heavy and, you know, I don't know, whatever. It gives him a job, I guess.
Say that again? You got all weird there for a second.
I guess it, you know, job security and whatnot. It gives him something to do.
Job security. I hate when people say that.
I do too, and that's why I was hesitant to say it.
There's mice everywhere. There's roaches in every corner of this kitchen. There's ants everywhere. Hey, job security for you. Shut up, dude. I want to go home sometime tonight. You know?
Exactly.
I hate that.
I'm with you. Hey,
so
we don't need to reveal any of our Christmas gift secrets. I've already bought some of mine, and I don't want to share them because, you know, I don't want to spoil the surprise, but
Unteachers vinyl for all.
Everybody, yeah, buy Unteachers vinyl for your friends. You can't wrap an MP3, Trav, but you can wrap a sweet vinyl release like A Human Comedy by Unteachers.
And if you hurry right now, everything is completely free at veritasvinyl.net. Did I read that wrong? Is that not right?
You might have read it wrong. No, we don't even have a sale or anything. It's all...
Oh, I'm sorry. All right.
You know, but...
Jesse will pay you $4 for every album that you order.
Yeah. Hold your breath. Wait for the check. No, I want to... I'm kind of a nerd. I really love Christmas music.
I got something for you.
That's what... Yeah. Here we go. Let's roll the Christmas music.
I got a Jim Dandy, son.
All right. This is my favorite Christmas song ever. It's called Happy Birthday Who?
Powder and cologne. Yeah. Ready to go. It's your birthday.
Today's the day the Lord has made for us to share in a special way. So everybody
birthday, so I get invited to this birthday fling. But it's crazy, cause normally I don't really do the birthday thing. You know, I'd rather chill at the crib, lay up inside with my remote barbecue hers and my Xbox Live. But the rah-rah made me say, this gonna be big. It's like the whole wide world was gonna be at this shindig. I mean, marketers, retail specialists, economists. But the invite said the birthday boy was anonymous. How crazy is that? And I heard by attending, companies could go from being in the red to the black. Whoever this dude is, he's profound. You talk about balloons and streamers, yo, they lit up the whole downtown. So I'm like, if I go, how I'm addressed, hip-hop or chic? I heard people actually getting off of work for a week. Nah, I ain't missing this, this too big. Let me go dish out some punches and celebrate with whoever's birthday this is.
Happy it's your birthday.
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 So I got to the spot where the hoopla be. And yo, I just realized, man, I ain't RSVP. I looked left and it was Miss R-E-S-P-C-T. This joint was jumping like an after-hour speakeasy. I start walking around slow. You know, you gotta walk slow, cause pimping is in style now and I'm a gigolo. Man, it's like this party should have been in heaven, cause it was good times like James and Florida Evans. I mean, people lighting candles, blowing out cake, people making wishes to be good for goodness sake. Then they start taking all these gifts from under this tree and giving them all out, and yo, the joints was free. I was like, this is crazy, B, cause in mine was money. It's like somebody else's party and the dough's for me. What a birthday boy missing out in my eyes. He probably playing around, gonna walk in here on us and be like, surprise!
Happy
it's your birthday.
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 Trust me, this is nice, but it's weird. This dude must be suffering from some kind of fear. Is he afraid to wade in emotional, societal waters? What, he got a multiple social anxiety disorder? Just then I saw a guy like Little Jack Horner just sitting in the back way over in the corner. And I was like, nah, this dude ain't gonna ruin this fun. Let me walk over here and get this wallflower some sun. I said, yo, Dunn, you letting us down like the horse Smarty. Said, yo, my bad, is this your party? I said, nah, but you chipping up my joy. He said, for real? Well, I'm the birthday boy. I'm the birthday man slash the birthday God. Now you can call me Jesus or you can call me Lord. I was floored. I said, forgive us, we gave out all the gifts. He said, I forgive you, it's cool, for real, don't even trip. I ain't worried about no gifts, and ain't nothing wrong with Christmas. And I ain't even really mad at the real St. Nicholas. He said, I'm more concerned about those that recognize my worth and chose today to signify the significance of my birth. So I'm chilling, can't nothing dim my shine, cause from now to eternity, I'ma still get mine. I was like, man, it's been a bugged out day. I just stood there and ain't even know what to say. But
today's the day the Lord has made for us to share in a special way. So everybody join and sing happy birthday. Happy
it's your birthday.
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 Happy
it's your birthday.
It's your birthday.
It's your birthday.
It's your birthday.
Happy birthday.
To you.
So I realize that's not necessarily your typical Christmas song. In fact, it doesn't even really sound like a Christmas song. But I really like a lot of the old Cross Movement stuff. And that specifically, that was on the Cross Movement Christmas album called Christmas Rap. Get it? You see what they did there?
No.
Christmas Rap? Oh, it's a good one.
And not I think forward.
The whole album actually wasn't Cross Movement. It was a bunch of different artists, and that was just one of the dudes from Cross Movement, Tonic, who was kind of always I thought he had like the best flow and stuff. Anyway, I really like Cross Movement. Really like that song. Make some poignant insight into Christmas, etc., etc., and it's just cool.
I have no idea what or who the hell you are even talking about.
Okay, let's talk about your thing then.
All right, you want to play my favorite song?
I do.
You should probably recognize it as soon as you start hearing it.
Okay.
All right, guys, we're going to do some Christmas singing. Tim and I, why don't you guys help me out?
Aw, man.
I got a cold.
You're sick again? Bob, come on, man. You're my brother. Don't leave me hanging.
I don't know, man. I better stick to the drum.
All right. Shine, you guys, man. I'll do it myself. Slay the dream. This isn't gonna work, guys. Come on!
A beautiful sight for happy tonight. Walking in a winter wonderland.
Oh, yes! That's the way I like it. Slay the ring on your listening. In the lane, snow is listening. Beautiful sight for happy tonight.
Walking in a winter wonderland.
Gone away.
So bad.
Hey man, I don't know, man.
Hey, it sounded pretty good to me.
Man, I still
come
got
on,
it.
Man.
I still got it.
There it was, for your entertainment, the best Christmas song ever committed to tape.
Okay then. I guess
what
it's
is
decided.
Your, what is your opinion?
It's okay. I'm not gonna badmouth Stryper. I'm not the biggest Stryper fan, but I'm certainly not gonna badmouth him.
Well, you're paired up with the biggest Stryper fan.
Well,
and I'm gonna do everything I can to shoehorn Stryper in every episode that I can.
Okay, I'm not really offended by that. But you know what would make for better podcast ratings? If I was super anti Stryper, we'd be like the lovable odd couple. I'd be like the anti Stryper guy, and there'd be drama between us. Sometime my joke about Stryper would go too far and you'd be offended. We'd have to, like, make up long apology therapy sessions over Earl Grey tea.
And you'd be the fat one.
What? Dude, I thought we talked about this. You're the fat one.
No, I'm the cute one.
Okay. Trav's the cute one. I'm the fat one.
Yep.
Fair enough. You're no Josh Thieler, but you are cute.
Well, we're going with fat and cute. We're not talking about just badass hot. I mean, that's a whole new caliber.
Ruggedly handsome, you might say.
Tell me about it.
All right, I'm going to play some more music. I've been going old school. Here's an old school song. Love the next line. Lit up a smoke and did some talking with the back of his hand.
And smack.
Dude, lit up a smoke and did some talking with the back of his hand. Like, nobody writes cool songs like that anymore.
It's so unpolitically correct.
I love that whole album. It's awesome.
Me too. Front to back.
Yeah, so good.
You know, we were talking about most influential vocalists with Josh, and how did we not mention Sebastian Bach?
I don't know, man. And that's part of the, you know, I think you made some point that, you know what, we're going to listen to this, or someone's going to call us and say, hey, you forgot this guy. How could you do that? And I think we called ourselves on it. And
yep. Or best, not influential, best vocalist. But
favorite,
yes,
or yeah, whatever we said. I don't know. We were idiots. Who knows what we said? But yeah, for sure. And still to this day, he's pretty much got it still.
I do have a question, though. Speaking of that episode, why is it when you don't know what to talk about next on this podcast, you constantly bring up how handsome you think Josh Theeler is?
Because when I don't have something to say, I panic, and I'm no longer able to conceal it. I get panicked and flustered, and I can't hold it back anymore. And the fact is I love him so much, I want to take him out back behind the middle school and get him pregnant.
I got nothing. I'm not going to say a word.
Hopefully no one tells him.
Yeah, I don't think he's going to, listen to the podcast that he's on.
He won't after this one.
No, he's gone now. Man, step one, sign Slaves BC to my label. Step two, get Josh pregnant?
Behind the middle school. God.
Behind a middle school. It's just weird now that two grown men are going to be behind a... Forget it. We're done. I don't want to talk about this anymore.
Yeah, I stole that from Tracy Morgan on 30 Rock. There was one episode where he was just saying that about everything. I love pizza so much.
Take you behind the middle school, get him pregnant.
Exactly. I love that show. It's genius.
30 Rock is pretty good.
It's maybe like, we should do like a top three sitcom sometime. That's definitely okay, my top three.
All right, so we should probably wrap this up so everybody can get their Christmas shopping done. Let's play a little bit more music and get out of here. I'm going to play a band called Daughters. Their guitarist was in Cancer Conspiracy, and they moved on to this band, and they're nuts, and I love them. So this song is called Recorded in a Pyramid. And then at the end, I'm going to tack on my wife's favorite Christmas carol ever. It's so stupid, but she loves it, so put that in there for her.
So don't forget to check out Skull Toaster on various places on the internets.
I would try .com specifically.
Yeah. Does anybody, I'd be curious just to know, does anybody actually enter a full website address anymore?
I do. http://. No,
I
don't.
You're a liar. You don't even know how to spell a whole website.
I can't even find Google on the internet.
Okay. Well, hey, everybody. Merry Christmas. Enjoy the holidays. And hit us up. We want to hear what you're listening to lately. Tell us about your favorite new bands that you're listening to.
I hope it's Striper.
Trav hopes everybody loves Striper. I kind of think everybody already does. So, yeah. I mean, I guess you can write in and tell us that. That's cool. BlackVinylCollective@gmail.com. Somebody guessed the new intro song that we played. Nobody guessed the old one. Everybody kept having just terrible guesses. Not even close. So I guess the answer, it was a band called Straight Faced. And it was the beginning of a song called Lit.
I was going to say that.
You're a liar.
I was
gonna... You're such a liar.
All right, you're right. I never even heard of them.
Yeah, I mean, they weren't even that great of a band. I liked them. I don't know. I had a couple of their albums. I liked them just fine. But anyway, new intro. It's super easy. If nobody guesses it, then you guys are all losers. And after I'm going to kick off these last few songs, I have a crush on Josh Theeler, allegedly, so... Here's a Slaves BC Christmas song. Peace out, Girl Scout.
Yeah! It's Dominic the donkey, jing-a-dee-jing, the Italian Christmas donkey. La 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 la. Santa's got a little friend, his name is Dominic, the cutest little donkey, you'll never see him kick. When Santa visits his paisans with Dominic, he'll be, because the reindeer cannot climb the hills of Italy. Hey, jing-a-dee-jing, it's Dominic the donkey, jing-a-dee-jing, the Italian Christmas donkey. La, 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 la. La 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 la. Jingle bells around his feet and presents on the sled. Hey, look at the Mayor's Derby on top of Dominic's head. A pair of shoes for Louie and a dress for Josephine. The label on the inside says they're made in Brooklyn. Hey, jing-a-dee-jing, it's Dominic the donkey. Jing-a-dee-jing, the Italian Christmas donkey. La 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 la. La 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 la. Children sing and clap their hands, and Dominic starts to dance. They talk Italian to a man he even understands. Kumbaras and kumbaras do they dance a tarantel. When Santa Nicola comes to town and brings old Jucharil. Hey, jing-a-dee-jing, it's Dominic the donkey. Jing-a-dee-jing, the Italian Christmas donkey. La 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 la. La 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 la.
Hey, Dominic, buona Natale. Oh, 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 oh